I guess that means, you know, spring has been here for close to a month, Jason Kansas. So that means really warm, balmy temperatures, right? Doesn't it?
I have not experienced that thus far. So
our furnace,
look forward to that.
Our furnace kicked on, and I'm like, I haven't heard that noise in a while. Yeah, it's because it's 25 degrees right now. So.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that cold this morning.
But it's going to get up to 57, so and the wind's not going to be as strong. So yeah.
Yeah, that was something yesterday. The wind was really something.
It kind of scared Shelley Miller and I up into the press box for the softball game we did. Chi High girls, a 10-3 winner over Hudson on WOGO, so that was fun to do.
Very nice, yeah.
They
nice
scored
the press box to go to.
Yeah, it was good to have the press box. We were up there with Dave the Electric Pen Hansen. I don't know if he goes by that nickname as much when he's a PA announcer, but we had Chi High scored in each of the first five innings, and Shelley made the very brilliant comment. He's like, "If you score in every inning, that's pretty good. I mean, you're gonna have a good amount of success if that happens." So,
absolutely,
yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Is Caitlin Clark? Is she like your favorite athlete?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. Currently, I would say that's the case. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's fun to watch her. Paige Breuker's coming in now. That'll be fun to watch. So, yeah.
How tall is Caitlin Clark compared to Paige out of the University of Connecticut?
I think she's a little bit taller. I think one of them is just under 6 feet, and I think Caitlin Clark is just over 6 feet. So.
Oh, you think Caitlin Clark? I was thinking, okay. Yeah, people are saying that's going to be the big rivalry in the WNBA, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean, both are just amazing to watch. So.
Yeah. All right, well, got my taxes. Here was the deal is that, you know, because we owed on the Fed, but we got back on the state. So if you owe, you might as well wait till the end, right? If you're going to pay.
That's the case, right? Absolutely. I think that's probably why I have always been so eager to get mine done is, knock on wood, I have always gotten a return.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
It helps to have kids as deductions.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the case.
Kind of losing that, but a little bit. But anyhow. All right. Well, we have to try to figure out, I guess we continue to work it because we've got, I have two jobs, my wife with Teamwork Africa. And so on one of them in particular here, I'm getting enough for the Fed taken out. But the other one's like, yeah, we need to have a little bit more taken out during the year. So, all right.
Yeah, Alex actually had one where they didn't take out any taxes at all. And I said, you got to talk to your employer about that.
Yeah.
You're going to end up really getting stung.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
So.
Yeah. We're in the, we're working through John 17, and that's because you wrote a book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. There's the book and the devotional. We highly recommend them to everyone. It works through John 13 through 17, the Upper Room Discourse. And today we arrive at John 17, 14. And yep. I'll read the verse, you give me the devotion, and the closing prayer. The words of Jesus, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. What do you say about that?
I said, once again, Jesus contrasted his way of living with the world. There's a popular Christian clothing brand, NOTW, which stands for Not of This World, which I had always taken to mean secular culture. I don't know if it's what was intentionally communicated, but I came to believe that the world out there was where evil, sin, and temptation resided, whereas the church was where the, quote, good people were found. Over time, I came to realize that our holy huddles are not always so holy. Church people can hate just as well as non-believers. Jesus' crucifixion was ordered by Rome, but it would never have happened if it were not for the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. After Jesus' ascension and Pentecost, the early church grew, but not without persecution from religious zealots like Saul of Tarsus. In the 2,000 years since, both non-believing and wrongly believing people have been a threat to the freedom that only Jesus provides. Following Jesus is radically countercultural because his way of other-centered love stands in opposition to both legalism and license. He is a wholly different spirit, one imbued and directed by God's Holy Spirit.
All right, hold off on the prayer. We'll close with that. But just first to chew on some tough words, some challenging words. But I think if we think about them, some honest and realistic words, right?
I hope so. You know, I think a lot of times people in the church get this idea that, hey, you know what? We are right. We've got it going on. And yet there sure can be a lot of hate, a lot of vitriol, a lot of lack of other-centeredness particularly for people who don't think like they do, you know, and I think that that runs into a real problem. I think,
you know,
runs counter to Jesus.
The word hate is so got so many, it's so politicized right now.
Yeah.
Like, if
right.
you know what I mean? I mean, if you just say that. But I think, I so often on this, we go back to Solzhenitsyn, that line of evil that runs through every human heart, the redeemed and the unredeemed, right? So,
right, absolutely.
And Jesus himself saying, take the log out of your eye before you take the speck out of somebody else's. So.
All right,
give me the closing prayer today.
And that says, Jesus, it is so hard for me to not become a legalist in some areas and a hedonist in others. My life is conflicted. Restore me to the integrity that is found only with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, friend.
Yeah, talk to you later.
There we go. Best 5 minutes of the day with our buddy Jason Cairns here on WWIB. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, and we got some great prizes on the line. That's right. Enjoy a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins at Culver's, and also, how about the brand-new release from Toby Mac, Heaven on My Mind.
So, that is yours, and because Sherry from Whitehall solved our Tuesday trivia.
Right.
And I think even she would have been just like, yeah, just kind of a wild guess and got it. Now what we are doing is a Win It Wednesday. And so we have a game. And Howell found a mystery voice.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
going to
play mystery voice, 715-723-2555. And you need to identify who this person is.
Yeah, we played it not that long ago and stumped you guys for a while. We'll see how we fare this time. And people are already calling. We haven't even played the voice yet.
We haven't even played the mystery voice. I love your enthusiasm. Love it. All right, 715-723-2555. Here is the mystery voice.
And I would say it was very friendly.
Who is that?
That's it.
And I would say it was very friendly.
715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
They didn't know the voice was.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. So here it is again while we wait for a call.
And I would say it was very friendly.
Who is that?
And I would say it was very friendly.
Here's the thing. I didn't get it. I will fully admit I didn't get it when Howell had me play it. Now that you told me who it is, now it's like, okay, that makes sense. But maybe other people are going to be stumped like I was, or maybe you all are just way smarter. But 715-723-2555, wild guess is totally fine. That worked yesterday.
And I would say it was very friendly.
Who is that? 715-723-2555. For our Win It Wednesday prize, that Culver's 2-mix-in concrete mixer, size medium, I believe, plus the brand new CD from Toby Mac.
You know, the pictures that the restaurants use, it's always so enticing. I mean, this they got an Oreo mixer here, and you just totally want this.
Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Aiden from Mondovi. Mystery voice, will play it for you.
And I would say it was very friendly.
Who is that?
Do you know it, Aiden?
Bob Ross.
Is it Bob Ross? Oh, yeah, of painting fame. Very calming. Usually has some squirrels or something like that in the studio. Is it Bob Ross, Halvo?
Sorry, Aiden.
No, but call us back, Aiden. No penalties for wrong guesses again. 715-723-2555.
I know Aiden tries hard. Boy, he and Tammy and Wausau, both, they're going to win eventually.
Speaking of which, I believe this may be Tammy from Wausau. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Tammy from Wausau.
It is Tammy from Wausau. All right, mystery voice, Tammy. Here you go.
And I would say it was very friendly.
Who is that?
Is this your day, Tammy?
I hope so. How about Andy Griffith?
Is it Andy Griffith? Love that show.
Oh, yeah.
I'd play the music if I had it ready. Is it Andy Griffith, Howell?
It's not the guy from Mayberry.
Not Andy Griffith. Call us back, Tammy. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555.
Was Andy the sheriff on that show? Is that what
Indeed.
He was? And then Barney was the deputy.
Yeah. You got Opie and
The greatest deputy of all time.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jen from Barron.
Hey, Jen, what do you think?
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin, is this?
And I would say it was very friendly.
These people are going old school on us.
Is this Dean Martin? Is it? It's not. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. We've got time for two more here. Two more. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dan from Eau Claire.
Dan from Eau Claire. What do you think, friend?
Is it Jack Black?
Let's play it again.
And I would say it was very friendly.
Is it Jack Black? Halvo, Did we get it on the first time on a Win It Wednesday? Is it Jack Black?
Yes, we did.
It is.
Let's go.
Well done. What tipped it off for you, Dan?
I don't know. I guess it's just the tone of his voice. The chipperness of it.
Let's hear it again.
This is the thing that after Havo told me who it was, then it's like, yeah. Oh, well, that makes sense. That sounds just like him, which it would. But yeah, let's play it again here. And then everyone else can be like, oh, yeah, that is Jack Black. Here we go.
And I would say it was very friendly.
And it's totally fitting because for the Single Mom Saturday at MyCon in 10 days, the moms and the kids are going to see the Minecraft movie that he's in.
Yeah, there you go. Works out perfectly. Dan, hang on the line for us and we'll get you your well-earned prizes. Mystery voice, and I don't know, I'll have to confer with Halvo. Maybe we could even double up and do two games on a Win It Wednesday. Maybe.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
That might be a lot of fun. So we will confab about that in the meantime. Win It Wednesday.
We bring back a game we haven't played for a long time.
This has been a bit. What do they say? It's been a coon's age.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, and this is what we want to do. Wibbertle. Wibbertle. So it's kind of like Hangman, I guess, and kind of like the game Wordle as well. And here's the way it works. It's a five-letter word. You can call in at 715-723-2555, and you can guess a letter. If your letter is correct, you can guess another letter. And so on and so forth. If your letter is incorrect, you have two choices. You can hang up the phone and try to call back and get back through, or you can try to guess the word itself. The only caveat with that is you have one guess at the word. Again, a five-letter word. You have one guess at the word, and that's it. So use that guess wisely. 715-723-2555. What are we giving away? Well, the movie The Unbreakable Boy that was playing at MyCon Cinemas that we promoted, fantastic movie. Well, now we have a chance for you to have that movie at home with Fandango at home. So we have a code for you. So anyone all throughout the WIB listening area, we can just send this right to your email and send you this free movie download code for The Unbreakable Boy. Heard so much great feedback from all of you about that film, a really moving film. So The Unbreakable Boy, free digital download for you if you get this. 715-723-2555. Who'll be the first one to guess a letter? And again, 26 options on the board right now, Halvo. And it's open for call. 715-723-2555. We have a call. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Iceflake.
All right, Caroline, guess a letter. You got 26 in front of you.
I will go with E.
E. Is there an E in there, Halvo?
There sure is.
There you go, Caroline. E is, do we say where it
we
is?
Do tell
where,
it. We do tell it.
It's the final letter. It's the fifth letter. All right, Caroline, you can guess
fifth
again.
Letter.
Fifth letter. Yep. Final one is an E.
All right.
Although it's interesting, let me just pause and say in future references, and not for this time, but we'll have to rethink that. Like, what if we didn't tell
maybe
them where?
Maybe we're making it too easy
right.
for y'all.
Maybe we're making
anyway,
it too easy.
Caroline, go ahead.
I will guess S.
S. Is there an S in there? Halvo?
Sorry, Caroline.
There is not an S. So here's your choice, Caroline. Do you want to hang up, or with that one letter, do you want to try to guess what the word is?
You're pretty amazing if you can guess it.
I mean, that would be incredible, but I will go ahead and hang up.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, maybe. All right. Thank you, Caroline from Rice Lake, our first caller through. Who's next? 715-723-2555. We know there's an E at the end, playing Wibbertle on a Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air. Turn your radio down just a bit for us so we can hear you, and then tell us your name when you're calling from. You got that radio turned down? All right, I don't even know if you can hear us. All right, call us back, friend. 715-723-2555.
Sound like we're on a spaceship there.
Yeah, there you go. And you know, anyway, it didn't even cost as much as it did to go up on Blue Origin. So 715-723-2555. We can take some more guesses here. Otherwise, we punt this beyond 8:15. So Wibbertle, Caroline from Rice Lake, positively identified that there's an E at the end. Let's try again. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy calling from Elk Mound.
Tammy from Elk Mound. All right. Guess a letter, Tammy.
W.
Is there a W? Havo, is there a W in that word?
We like W's. We got two of them in our call letters, but there's not a W.
Not a W. All right. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air.
Sounds like the previous caller.
I'm so sorry.
Hold on. I think we got somebody. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sorry, that was weird. This is Caroline from Rice Lake again.
All right, Caroline, you got the first letter. Go ahead and guess again.
I didn't join that person on their spaceship, but it just sounded like I did. I will guess R.
R. Is there an R?
R sounds like it's Speak Like a Pirate Day, and yes, there is.
R. There is an R. And where is that in the word, Havel?
It's letter number two.
Letter number two. All right. So you have the second letter and the fifth letter. So blank R.
And there are five letters.
Yeah, there's five letters. Blank R, blank, blank, E. Mm-hmm. Caroline, go ahead and guess again.
She's still there.
How about the letter I?
I. Is there an I in there? There's no I in team. Is there an I in our word?
There's not.
There's not. All right, Caroline, you now have 40% of this five-letter word. Do you want to try to guess it right here, right now?
No, I'll call back.
All right, call back. So I think we have time for, man, do we have time for one more? One more. One more. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy, go ahead.
How about a T?
Is there a T in there? A T? We're not going to spill it.
No T.
No T. All right, Tammy. You're our last guesser here before we punt this beyond 8:15. Do you want to try to take a wild stab at the word? We have to at least give you the option.
It's blank
here.
R, blank, blank, E. Do you want to guess?
But remember, you are out of the game if you guess incorrectly. Yeah. What do you think?
Tammy?
Oh, never mind. she hung up. She was like, nope,
all right,
that's
good
not
enough.
All right, so now that we have reiterated how to play Wibwordle, since we haven't played it for a long time, everybody knows what's up, and we are going to give you another shot at this coming up after 8:15.
And, of course, Govan's Farm, of course, I've heard him talking about the fact in the ads that it's Good Friday and Saturday this weekend, not on Easter Sunday, obviously enjoying time with their own family, but encourage you to bring your family and your loved ones, family and friends, out to Govan's. Where I'll tell you what, I don't know if anybody's got more baby animals than they've got at Govan's. Isn't that right, Farmer John?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're about 370 right now.
Wow, that's good. Crazy.
I thought it was around 300 just last week.
No, I take that back. That's 370 sheep and goats. We've also got 100 baby chicks, and we've got 4 litters of pigs.
Man.
Goodness gracious. So, again, this is the final weekend, and so Easter Sunday, you're not open on Easter Sunday. So, again, Friday and Saturday, correct, is the final chance for folks to enjoy the farm babies this year.
Friday and Saturday will be the last 2 days, and then we're having Easter with family.
How do these numbers of, I mean, it's just amazing that you met. How do these numbers compare to past years, and what's the response you're getting from families who've been attending?
Oh, the response is always great. And as far as the numbers of sheep go, this is probably the best crop of lambs we've ever had. We're averaging 2 per mother, so it's really kind of fun to come in and look in the jugs, and they're full. And we've actually got a group of ewes that had quadruplets this year, too.
What's the most farm babies that someone... Because your slogan has always been, if it'll fit on your lap, we'll help you hold it. So what is the most farm babies at one time that someone has held this year, if they try to hold multiple? Because I would assume there's people who are like, well, can I have several at the same time?
We had a mom with 2 daughters in the goat pen, and I have a picture of them holding 11.
11, wow. That is a lot. And again, with 370-plus, there's more than enough to go around, and so many other activities as well, too. So all the different farm babies, the baby goats and baby sheep and baby piglets and baby chicks, but lots of other activities, food and fun as well, to make a day of it at Govan's.
Easter-colored kettle corn and fresh donuts cooked on or baked on site. The giant slide set up, pony rides. We've got a lot of the games set up that you can play in the yard because the weather's been so nice. It's been a great spring.
Now, of course, people need to take note, though. This final weekend, unlike the previous 4 when it was Saturday and Sunday, this is 9 to 4 Friday and Saturday.
Good Friday and Saturday, and we're saving Sunday for the Lord and family.
Uh-huh.
And what would just be, again, if someone's never come to Govan's for this time of year before, Farmer John, what would kind of be your message to them? Because I think some people can think, well, it's just a little kid thing, or it's just, you know, something for folks who are just close by or whatever. I mean, this is worth the trip, and it's worth the time for all ages, isn't it?
It's worth the trip no matter what, whether you're a college student on a date, whether you're a high school kid on a date, whether you're a family with young children, or grandparents with or without the children. This is a working farm. It's a glimpse into a working farm. We're not a petting zoo. We're a working farm that opens to the public and helps educate.
People can learn more at govansfarm.com, govansfarm.com, 9 to 4 this Friday and Saturday. Going to close things out in a really big and great way, it sounds like.
I think it's going to be a great weekend. And don't let the weather scare you. The weatherman's not always right.
Indeed. Well, you know what? It is right. It's a guarantee that it's going to be a great time and create some great memories at Govan's Farm. Farmer John, it's always a joy to be able to talk with you during this season. And thank you so much for your time this morning, even if we were a little bit late getting to you, which is totally my fault. And you know what? I hope lots and lots of people make this the biggest weekend ever at Govan's.
I hope so, too.
I got to tell you, Farmer John, sunny and 54 Saturday. That's a great forecast for your last day.
That is a great day for our last 4K, our last day, but don't let Friday's forecast scare you either. Right. It's always warm and dry inside the barn.
Very good.
And
thank
make
you.
Make sure you get some of those concessions. Farmer John, we'll say so long for now, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That's Farmer John Govan from Govan's Farm. Again, follow them on Facebook, but Govan's Farm, G-O-V-I-N-S, govansfarm.com. Win It Wednesday on WWIB, where we are family. It's 845, 37 degrees. How about the games, Wibertle? We're trying again.
Indeed it is, and it's our second game. We already had a winner in Mystery Voice. Mystery Voice was Jack Black, and we had Dan and Eau Claire won a great prize earlier this morning for Culver's and the new Toby Mac release. And now we've got a five-letter word, and we've got two of the five letters trying to get a digital download of Unbreakable Boy.
And Caroline from Rice Lake guessed those two letters, and we've got, what, the second letter and the fifth
uh-huh.
letter.
We do.
So an R and an E. So it's blank R, blank, blank E, 715-723-2555. Take a letter, I guess, and if you get a correct letter, you get to guess again. If you get it incorrect, you can either hang up and try and call back, or you can try to guess the word to be our big prize winner. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. You know, it's been a bit. It's been a bit since we have played this game, but let's see if we can't get a winner, a double winner, on a Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Caroline from Rice Lake.
All right, Caroline actually got those first two letters, so go ahead, Caroline, back at it. What do you think?
I'm going to guess a C.
A C. Is there a C in there, Halvo?
Sorry, Caroline.
Not a C. Caroline, do you want to hang up and call again, or do you want to try to guess the word?
Hang up and call again.
All right, sounds good. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555.
Blank R, blank, blank E. You get to guess a letter, and if you get it correct, you can guess again, or you can guess the word, but you can only guess the word one time for the free digital download of the film Unbreakable Boy. It's a great movie.
715-723-2555. Who wants to be next in line? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Caroline again.
All right. Well, Caroline got back through. Go ahead. What do you think? Guess another letter.
I love word games. How about an L?
An L. Is there an L?
I wish there was. Sorry.
There's not. But yeah, call us back. Maybe you'll get through again, too. So let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Brian from Oliva.
All right, Brian, go ahead.
How about a B as in boy?
A B as in boy. Is there a B as in boy, Havel?
There's not.
There's not. B stands for Brian, but Brian didn't get it this time. Call us back.
I was thinking of a word that Brian may have had in mind, but no, there's not a B in it.
715-723-2555, playing Wib Ertl for a chance to win a free digital movie download of The Unbreakable Boy. 715-723-2555. The good thing with Wib Ertl is there's only so many letters on the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
We start with 26. We've taken multiple of them off. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Caroline again.
I guess that's Caroline me. V. Brian right
now. Here
Caroline,
we go. One on one.
Yeah.
I like the competition. How about a G?
A G. Is there a G?
There is.
It is the first letter, Caroline. You have the first, second, and fifth letters. So it's G-R blank blank E. Go ahead. Guess again.
I already guessed I. Has anyone guessed A?
No. No one has.
Guessed A. Is that what you want? A?
A, yes.
Is correct. G-R-A blank E. You get another guess.
The first thing that came to mind is the letter P.
All right. So the word would be grape in that case. Let's see if there's a P.
There's not.
There's not. So here you go. Here you go, Caroline. There are other people crowding the phone lines right now. You've used up your letter guesses for this call. You can hang up and try and get back through, or you can take a stab.
Before she guesses the word, I think it's fair if I tell her the word, the letters that have been guessed that are not in there include there is no B, C, I, there is no L, P, S, T, or W.
All right, so G-R-A blank E. Caroline, do you want to hang up and try and get back through, or do you want to guess the word? It's drama. Yeah,
guess the word.
Think about it.
What do you think? This is your big moment.
I think I'm going to just go ahead and guess the word.
All right, what do you think?
Ahead. What do you think?
Try my luck. Is it grade?
Is it grade, as in got a good grade or a bad grade?
That would mean there would be a D, and there's not.
That's not it, Caroline. Bummer. Thank you so much for trying. All right, so Caroline, unfortunately, is out
She's
of the
out.
Game, so someone else is going to reap the benefits of all her hard work.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marion from Tony.
All right, Marion from Tony, G-R-A blank E. You can guess a letter first. What do you think?
A V.
A V, as in victory. Is there a V? There is. Marion from Tony, what is that word for Wibbertle?
Grave.
It's grave.
Way to go, Marion.
Yes, grave is the word. We don't always do themed contests, but you know what? Considering the victory that Christ had over the grave, over death, and the power of death, thought it'd be fitting. Marion from Tony, congratulations. You're our winner.
Congratulations. You're going to get a digital download of Unbreakable Boy.
All right, Marion, hang on the line for us. Oh, there she is. All right. Hang on the line for us, and we'll get an email from you, and we'll send that to you. Congratulations, Wib Ertl. And I think Tony is thanking Rice Lake right now. Marion thanking Caroline for saying, hey, thanks for doing 80% of the work this morning and helping me win that prize. Here's JJ Weeks. This is called Graveyard on WWIB, where we are family. It's a double dip, Win It Wednesday. Congratulations to Dan and Eau Claire, now Marion from Tony, our winners this morning.